It's conveniently across the street, essentially, from where we're at now. So we're gonna not really move, but we're expanding from 2,000 square feet to 7,300 square feet. And so this is gonna give us the ability to expand our classes, because currently we're full at the studio we're at now. So we're gonna have, I think, 5 to 6 classrooms for different classes of improv, sketch writing, different acting classes. On-camera classes to really help train these actors in the Atlanta community. And then attached to that is going to be a theater. And so then that is going to be another comedy club. Highwire is going to be mainly taking the reins on that. Every once in a while, we'll get some other shows on that, but Highwire is going to be the main kind of body in producing those shows continuously.
Yeah, and what really makes this particular space unique, and I think what makes Highwire unique, is we do a certain brand of improv called long form improvisation. That's the only thing we do. But we also do a lot of sketch comedy. And in this unique situation, we're going to have all the classrooms and the stage in the same building. The idea being that, at least from Highwire's perspective, we really want to teach you how to be a self-sufficient, autonomous, creative. That's what we want you to be able to do. So we have a stage where you can actually get up and perform what you've written. You know, you're going to walk away from your training at Highwire knowing how to produce your own show.
And something that I don't think the Atlanta community is doing, which at least makes me so excited about Highwire, is that the production of your own content. And so when you're talking about actors trying to build a demo reel, trying to get experience in front of the camera to help you get better auditions, to give these productions that are coming the ability to see you on camera, look good on camera, and then, hey, let's give him an audition, or we're going to trust him on our production. No one's really doing that in this market. And so it's super exciting.
Yeah, and our video, like our shoots are professional shoots. Like you're going to get the experience of being on a professional shoot. There's a call sheet, you know, there's a DP, there's an AD, you know, it's a real shoot, you know, and you're going to walk away with a broadcast quality piece that you can use, that you own.
So is your new facility a direct result of the film boom that we currently see in Atlanta, in Georgia, because of the tax incentive? And I was also wondering, are the people that come to your studio, are they mostly homegrown actors, or are you seeing more and more actors moving from other places who need to get some training, build up their demo reels, stuff like that?
A little bit of both. I think there's a lot of homegrown actors, but I think a lot of people are moving to Atlanta. The Atlanta acting market is no longer a secret. Everybody knows about it. New York knows about it. LA knows about it. And the kind of jobs that you can audition for here as an up-and-coming actor, they are amazing compared to what you won't even get in the room out in LA. So to me, I'm still a little baffled why people haven't just all moved here.
No, don't say that, Ian. No, yeah, the space, the expansion of this new space is totally inspired by that. I know myself also as an actor, but also entrepreneur, I don't know that I would be taking this risk if it wasn't for a complete faith and trust that this market is here to stay and it's not going anywhere.
So obviously, along with the tax incentive that makes Georgia so attractive for films to be shot here, is that Governor Nathan Deal launched some more educational programs so that we could have more Georgians on sets, more Georgians who are actually working on the films that are coming here, who can be hired. And so that's like the Georgia Film Academy, other university programs that are supported by the state. And those usually seem to train below the line workers, that is, you know, gaffers and set dressers, people like that who don't necessarily have as much of a role in front of the camera, like actors. So there doesn't seem to be as much of a drive from the state, at least, to get people in front of the camera. And it just seems that there hasn't really been any dedication to building infrastructure for actors.
I'll kind of disagree with that in a sense, in that, you know, if you take LA or you take New York, right, that's kind of where the industry was really truly born, and that's where it thrived for years and years and years. And you have, you know, these different conservatory schools or these different professional programs or, you know, trusted universities. And yeah, there's not really anything like that yet here. And that's probably something that one of the things that Atlanta kind of lacks is like, I don't know, a really amazing training program. And that's something that in us teaming up, we're trying to change. But I think it's just because that, you know, that was kind of the path that you were supposed to do as an actor, quote unquote, right? You go to New York or you go to LA and you get into an acting class and, you know, you start your grind and you work at it. And here, because there's so many opportunities, you can literally get an agent and then end up on a TV show almost with no training. And I think that's one of the negatives, actually. It sounds like a positive at first, but I think actors will forget sometimes and miss that this is truly 100% a business.
Yeah, actors need to take their training as seriously as a doctor or a lawyer does.
That is a career instead of your moment in the spotlight.
Right. I mean, that's a...
It is a noble profession. It really is, you know. I mean, acting, what actors... I can't remember who said this. There's a great quote.
You said it.
Okay.
Just say it.
Yeah. You know, you don't go to the movies or plays to watch celebrities. You go there to see yourself on stage, right? And that's the job of an actor. You know, they help you have that experience, you know? One of the things that will start to change, you'll start seeing this change in the next couple of years, is development projects happening here. That's something that doesn't happen yet. You know, you can't just walk around and like take your idea and pitch it around to different networks. There's not really an infrastructure for that. But I'm already working with some people who are developing that infrastructure, and that infrastructure is absolutely happening. That will also directly relate to the kind of training that actors will get here, and all of that will start to, all these tent poles will start to come up.
So how many roles are Atlantans getting and what kind of roles? Because it seems that the bigger roles are still going to actors in New York and L.A. And that filmmakers might just be willing to fly those people in instead of using what's here.
I booked American Reunion in 2011, right? So 5 years ago is when I first realized, hey, Atlanta's kind of moving up in the world in film and TV. And since 2011, it's grown a lot. That means 2011, 2012, 13, 14, 15, right? Now we're in 16. There was thousands and thousands of actors in New York and LA. They're not just going to disappear, you know, because Atlanta now has an amazing tax incentive and productions are starting to figure it out and say, we need to film in Atlanta. All of those other actors are not just going to roll over. They're still in the game. You know, they still are trying to make a living. So, of course, they're still giving those opportunities. Currently, Atlanta, you know, we do grab those smaller roles because of local casting. And local casting's job is to save productions money. So those smaller roles are easier to cast in that local market. And so those larger roles are still sometimes coming from LA and New York. But that doesn't mean that we're not still getting shots at it. There's still series regular roles that are coming out of Atlanta and coming out of the Southeast and guest star roles. If you did some sort of ratio and equation, yeah, it is probably more New York and LA. But I promise you, New York and LA has much better resumes than us. I promise you they know the casting directors that are doing it, and they have better relationships with it. So our job as a very, very young market is to build that, and we are. And we are getting those opportunities, which if you rewound the industry 2 years ago, we weren't getting near the opportunities that we're getting now. So fast forward 2 years from now, I can't imagine what it's going to be. So it's great.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's very simple, actually. It's about trust and money. That's it. You know, that's what it comes down to, is these people have the money, but we don't have their trust. So we just have to keep working, and we are. I think Atlanta's doing a great job really chipping away at this and saying, hey, we're good too. We're great even, you know, hire us. And the more we create great training facilities, the more we have like places like us, all the different studios in town that all are, we're all working towards the same goal, essentially. We all want Atlanta to be a world-class entertainment community. That's what we want. And I mean, if you've got all these people working on this problem, I think we're going to solve it.
And what I try to preach at my studio is we're only as strong as our weakest link. So if you're going to be the actor that doesn't work hard and is unprepared, then get out and don't be part of our industry. Because I take it very serious, and I know Ian does, and I know a lot of other people do. And if we're only as strong as our as the person that's like, oh, I kind of looked at the script, or I forgot my headshot, or I don't need acting classes, that's going to be who's representing this market, and that's going to be why we're not getting those bigger roles.
Awesome. Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.